Welcome back to our discussion of I Am the Way, the Truth, and the Life. In this session, we discuss how Jesus models the way of engaging with our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. This brings us to truly know and walk in His ways, His truth, and His life. So I want you to consider a powerful concept that Jesus reveals the Father and He releases the Holy Spirit. He shows us the way to and of our Heavenly Father, and He prepares us to continuously walk with Him by the leading of the Holy Spirit, so that we experience the greater realities and the presence of the Kingdom of God. So Jesus reveals the basics of engaging with our Heavenly Father through the basic prayer topics that are in the Our Father prayer. Now, consider it an outline of topics and conversations with our Heavenly Father more than just a liturgical prayer. I love how when He says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, He's leading us into a series of topics to engage with Him on. And so also, Jesus relates to the Father as a loving and caring provider. He encourages us to make it our priority to seek the realities of the kingdom of God, so that we experience and realize God's great blessings. I love how He says, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. And then He says, are you not of more value than they? For your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And then He says something very encouraging and powerful. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So Jesus knows our Heavenly Father has a wide array of blessings and benefits that He wants us to experience and realize. And as we make it a priority and seek first the kingdom, all these things He adds to us. So let's notice how Jesus emphasizes relying upon and engaging with the Holy Spirit so that we experience life in Him. We know that in John 13 to 16, He spends quality time with His disciples, sharing with them realities of the Holy Spirit, preparing them to experience the Holy Spirit, be led by the Holy Spirit. And so look what He says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. And then He says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. So He connects the Father and the Father's love with the Holy Spirit, the helper who will lead us. And so He says, when the helper comes, He's speaking about the Holy Spirit. He says, whom I shall send from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me. And then He says, in addition, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for He will take what is mine and declare it to you. And then He says, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that He will take of mine and declare it to you. So we see how Jesus connects the Father and the love of the Father and the Holy Spirit, who guides us in all truth as our comforter, to guide us and lead us. So let's consider some exercises to help bring us into the rhythm of the Godhead so that we can experience the ways, truth, and life of God, our Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, our Messiah. So consider a present situation in your life. Take some time to engage with God in such a manner. Ask your Heavenly Father for wisdom regarding His purposes, His plans, and His will. And then ask the Holy Spirit to heighten an awareness of his presence, to stir in you his grace gifts and speak to your heart. And then ask Jesus for strength to walk in faithfulness, in obedience and humility and integrity, and in his love and in his resurrection life, so you can follow his lead as you walk in trusting faith. As you do this, I encourage you to pray. And so I'm asking, what is God showing you? Do you see ways of engaging with our Father, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus in some new ways? Meditate on that and discuss this with other people. Now, also be sure, as we always do, to write down your answers in the workbook or your journal. And also be sure to see the tools in your workbook to help you walk in the way, the truth, and the life of Christ.